Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Listen, if you don't call, someone doesn't call, I am going to hit the, I'm going to go nuclear. I have a nuclear button. You do not want me, just listen, Dave, I've got about 3/4 of the way through. It's a great podcast. For a while, Martha, My Dear was my favourite Beatles song. If no one calls in the next 30 seconds, I'm going to hit the nuclear button. And you're going to hate it. But I will have to do it because I cannot do the. Honestly, you do not want me to hit the nuclear button. So you're let's get the timer up. Let's get the timer up. Catherine could never prank me. Where's the timer? Hang on. Hang on. Bear with me, caller. Where's the timer? Is it? Is it that? Where is the timer? God, here we go. It's here. Right. Copy this. Come back here. Come back here. Paste this. Oh, no, I might have deleted it. I've deleted it. All right. We haven't got the timer. That's a shame. Carl says, you do a lot of Patreon compared to others I know who do it and are definitely legends in their fields, but still not enough I know. You do have a lot of Patreon. Yep. So you've got 30 seconds starting in five, so you've got 35 seconds. And if we don't get a call, I'm going to press the nuclear button and you're going to hate it. Time starts now. You've got 30 seconds. Oh, no, hang on a minute. I can do it with... I don't know where any of my buttons are. I don't know where any of...
A biddly biddly bong.
That's not it. Oh, God, that's not it. Hang on. No. No, that's not it.
Sponsor time. It's sponsor time.
It's this. By the way, Squid Game is well worth watching. It's perfect. Perfect 9 episodes. The ending is, oh, so good. Very violent. Very violent. Pigeon Tail says, if you don't know where any of your buttons are, who trusted you with the nuclear button? The only thing that ruins the Squid Game, and I won't say much, is the Americans.
Hey, this is great.
Okie dokie. Okie dokie. You asked for it. You asked for it. You asked for it. You asked for it. Here comes the nuclear button.
Hello.
Hello, George. It's Ian Lee.
Ian Lee, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm just doing a little show online and I just, you're my nuclear button.
Am I?
Yes, you are. You're my nuclear button, my MB.
It's nice to hear from you.
It's nice to hear from you. How are you doing?
I'm not that well, it so happens, but hanging in there.
What can I, may I ask? What's wrong, or is that private?
No, just don't keep feeling that I'm about to pass out. But I don't pass out.
Have you spoken to a doctor about it? I know you have a reluctance around those things.
No.
Okay. Okay. No. Well, be careful.
No. Yeah.
You called up the other day and left a message. What was it you wanted to say?
I wanted you to put a question out there.
Let's do it.
And the question is, why isn't John's gospel called the Gospel of Judas? Because in the final verses, he claims to have written that gospel. And it's just amazing that nobody has asked this question for nearly 2,000 years. Why isn't John's gospel called the Gospel of Judas?
I will answer that question for you when you pay up my Eurovision money that you owe me.
Oh, I wish I had some money. But, I'm so skint. It's
unbelievable.
It's not unbelievable, but it's difficult.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, God.
There are days when I don't have enough money to get any food and what well, have you.
But are you spending it? But do you have enough money to buy weed?
Yeah.
Well, then there you go.
But I don't buy weed every week. And,
no.
And it's a bit of a luxury for me.
Okay. Gary, who is a Christian, says in the chat, because it was written by John, not Judas.
No, if he reads the final verses,
yes.
Judas claims to have been the writer of the gospel and the disciple that Jesus loved.
I thought, hadn't they found like a lost chapter by Judas?
There is some writing that is attributed to Judas, but I'm writing a script that actors are going to be auditioning to, and it concerns a prophecy in that gospel about a character called the Spirit of Truth.
Right.
And the prophecy, Jesus says, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of Truth, is come,
okay,
he will guide you into all truth.
Yeah.
And
okay.
I'm
but why is this? Up. Why is this concerning you now?
Well, it's concerned me for 45 years. Ian.
Since the acid trip.
So
that must have been some acid trip, man.
No, it's something that lasted for nearly 6 months.
Yeah.
And ended on January the 7th, 1977.
That's stronger than the Bart Simpsons I used to take, let me tell you.
Yeah, but I've had no experience like the experiences I had in those 6 months back in 1970.
And you're adamant it was religious, or some kind of divine intervention as opposed to some sort of mental condition.
It was something that there were lots of voices in my head, and one of those voices I was made to suppose belonged to a friend of mine who had died a few years earlier, and he guided me to read the Bible and understand the somewhat humorous truth that lies behind the totally fictional stories. And I spent 6 years trying to write a book about it, which I never finished.
How many, I'm going to go off on a tangent now before we lose everybody, how many of those Peter Cook phone calls were you present for, the ones he made to Clive Bull? And I tell you why he's on my mind, because Clive Bull texted me a couple of days ago.
Did he?
Yeah.
About what?
Just to check in to see how I was.
Oh, good.
Yeah. How many of those Peter Cook, Clive Bull phone calls were you in the room for?
A few.
Yeah.
A few.
I played one the other day and I think I can hear you cackling in the background. Are you a cackler?
No.
You never cackled?
Which one did you play?
I played because there are seven, I think, on YouTube. And I played what I think is the first one when Clive didn't know who it was. The gefilte fish.
All right.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
Those were the days, weren't they? Those were the days. There's no radio now that has room for any of that. Maybe Alan Bezick on BBC Radio Manchester, but that's it. There's no what I would call authentic phone-ins anymore.
Well, I'm not allowed on any program now. It's frustrating, but it's the way it is. But it's nice to hear from you, Ian. It really is.
Well, it's the same for me. They won't let me on any. They won't let me on anything either, for whatever reason. All right, George. Listen, it's nice to talk to you. Don't die just yet, please.
I'll try not to.
All right. Take care. Bye bye.
All the best.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
If you enjoyed this short podcast and would like to hear more, head to patreon.com/IanandCatherine for longer podcasts, full shows, and loads of other perks.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.